Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I am your host, Trey Edwards, aka Black Trey. As always, joined by Big Jerv, Juju Gotti, and Jay Skills. We got a fun episode today. We're going to talk about a little DJ Envy. Is he in jail? Is he not? Is he working for Breakfast Club? Is he not? We got Talcum X. He has returned. He is still scamming. We have how to celebrate Halloween like a real nigga. The panel gives their predictions for the NBA, and then we're going to catch up with fantasy football. For all our listeners, patreon.com, B-O-M-M, Subscribe. Do not bootleg our shit. Support the product. Support the homies. Let's get everybody paid. Let's start the show. All right. We was having a conversation before we hit record. And I'm not locked in like I should be locked in, apparently. All I heard was, I fuck with OJ, and I don't know if it was a running joke or if it was serious. So, listen. Jason, get me right, because I'm a civilian right now. I'm a fan listening in.
Name of the podcast, by the way. It is a civilian trail, or I'm a civilian. It's not right. What we fit.
Right. I was saying something halfway in jest, halfway serious, based off of the fact that OJ Simpson appears on the Cameron and Mace It Is What It Is podcast, and that niggas are entertained by the presence of OJ Simpson. You know what I'm saying? So I was speaking to that, you know, those facts. And he's been on Twitter for a while doing this fantasy football thing. Obviously, you know, he was a Bill and 49er, and you know, he knows about running backs and all that and drafting and what have you. So he speaks on that. And they were playing that in the barbershop, and niggas was remarking on how sharp OJ is. As like, niggas talk about CTE and all this shit with running backs. This nigga's like 80-something years old. I know you got your hand up, Jer. This nigga's like 80-something years old.
He played in a bitch-ass helmet, too. His helmet had no cushion in it.
Yeah.
Bumper car helmet.
Hey, that nigga played with the leather helmets for sure.
And that nigga still like makes sense when he talks and like can speak well. Like, that shit was just something that niggas remarked. That was really the whole point I was trying to make. But yeah, go ahead, Jer.
I just want to state for the record that if all that background information was given when said statement was originally made, none of this would have came out, right? Like, a statement was made, reaction was had, like, hold up. I just need a little more detail before I can know how I'm responding to this. So, you know, with all that little paragraph, shout out to you for that was perfect, bro. That was very political of you. I'm gonna just keep it a beam, bro. Like, I don't know if running for office is something right. that has crossed your mind, but your ability to code switch real quick with me, not in a negative way, because you just code switched me real quick.
For sure.
So now I look like the
It's definitely Senator Skills over here. You know, I knew what the assignment was. I put the tie on real quick.
He Rashad Tate, bro. He Rashad Tate.
Right. You feel me?
Look, I fought with OJ just as much as I fought with the rappers and murderers in jail and in prison who done got their bodies off, but we still support them. who the music is rapping about killing and stealing. I fuck with OJ the same amount as I fuck with them.
Like that.
And support the Queen's Child Project.
I'm not going to say I agree with y'all.
This nigga trying to save ass. Don't try to save ass now, nigga.
Pause.
That was a pause.
Wait, he yelled it too.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna pay the fine. We got to get a tip jar pause. For real. I hate y'all niggas every week,
Bro, man. Y'all are so childish.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
We some 2-4 boys now, Trey, me and you for sure.
Hey,
we go. Go ahead.
I was just about to be like, yo, you got to specify, my G, because we not.
No, it's me and Trey. We go ahead up to get up out of the gutter, you know what I'm saying?
You feel it?
We grab on the bucket right now.
Y'all gonna find a way to tie, bro. Y'all gonna find a way to tie.
Hey, 2-4-1 is better than 2-5.
First of all, Jerv, don't be trying to group yourself in with Juju. That nigga sitting comfy at 4-2.
I see it too, Trey. I see it just like you see it.
Hey, the nigga tried to.
That's one exactly.
Hey, he over here trying to make it seem like he not 3-3.
You know what I mean? Listen. We took out Trey last week. You feel me? I made some dumbass moves. I left some crazy people on the bench. We still got that boy up out of here.
Salute, me up out of here. You know what
and
I'm saying?
And my team this week, I'm going to just say this. If I win this week, I am not only the GOAT, I might be the best fantasy football player in the world. Like, because there's no possible way I should win no more games. I got all my people who do something for my team, they got buys this week. And the people who do something for my team are trash at that too. I got Garrett Wilson, Adam Thielen, I got the B-list squad over here. He turned me up. Yeah, for sure. Put some respect on the button name. But at the end of the day, my team is so trash, bro. Like, nobody look at none of my damn trades. I be sending a trade today to one of y'all. Y'all don't even send a rebuttal back. You never even sent me a trade, bro.
I ain't gonna lie to you. This nigga Palm Tree P, I don't know what the fuck he did. This nigga is not lost. That nigga on
nah, his team look good. Look at his numbers though. This is exactly number. Examine Palm Tree P. Salute to Palm Tree P. He 5-0. Your boy, like, I don't even know your ass. 6-0.
He got Kirk Cousins. He got Isaiah Pacheco. He got Josh Jacobs and Devontae.
Yeah, I see it right there. Look at on your shit. You can see the points allowed against him is 645. Yep. What the points allowed against all the rest of us over 800. 790. He just been playing the right people. I see him. I can't wait to
playing
play
real defense right out here, my G. Right, nigga, really out here like batting passes down and shit.
Right,
so my nigga put like voodoo. He like the 11-0 Steelers that one year. They just wasn't playing nobody.
Right, I bet you. I bet you won't win the league, Palm Tree. I ain't saying it's gonna be me, but wherever you at, I bet you won't win the league. Put 1,000 push-ups on it or something that we can just do for sure. Ain't no money, nothing.
Yeah.
Wherever you at, Palm Street, put 1,000 push-ups.
So y'all just upload a video of just push-ups?
Yeah.
Elapsed time?
I mean, real nigga understand that shit. Give me them 1,000. I believe you did 1,000. Yeah, I ain't gonna do you like that. Mm-hmm. We black men. We in a valley.
Honestly,
100 on camera is legit. I feel like 100 on camera is legit.
Nope. My man said the bet is 1,000. I want 1,000 on camera, bro.
Hey.
Nigga, them niggas' arms gonna be out there.
Nigga said stand on business.
My man's the bet 1,000. Hey, like, he should have bet 100. Like what am I doing?
Let that black rock.
Yeah, man.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, man. Jerv, don't be trying to loop in and ride Juju coattails. He comfy at 4. Jerv, you at 5. I'm at 9, but I that's not a flex. Jason's very close at 11. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody sent me a trade, man.
It's a lot of like kind of like disrespectful tone to me in fantasy. Like being spoken to, like
because
like,
you know, because you started it off with this energy, acting like he was motherfucking bro, Palm Tree P. You're not Palm Tree P.
Listen, you know what? I'm not Palm Tree P. And if Juju brought this energy, but what I'm not about to do, let niggas beneath me bring this energy, bro. You better understand where y'all at, dog. Y'all the pack niggas, dog. I'm out here. I drop off to you, dog. You show me respect.
Hey.
The niggas above me, fine, I get it. But the niggas below me, if you working for me, bro, you not talking.
Stay humble. Stay humble. Me and Jason is one game away from being your neighbor.
Hey, bro, and that's all I'm saying. You feel me? I'm Bodie on that corner, like baby. I'm showing up every day. You know what I'm saying?
Whether I lose to Jason or I beat Jason, we right there. So you're going to be a neighbor.
I'm talking this way, knowing that I'm probably going to lose this week because I've fall victim of a lot of bots. So that's cool. I'm making my point. I know this, that I'm still bringing that same energy because the same way Juju looked at the points, you can look at my points too, dog. And I'm not going to let nobody with less than 800 points talk to me right now.
you
got 6 or 7 in front of your name, holler at me a little later. Jamar Chase got me 50 points in 1 week, and everybody put your little polls out, and everybody did it. Jamar Chase ain't give me 800.
Yo.
You see, I stopped that rant. That nigga had to go drink some water. Yeah. Nigga, fuck out of here.
I feel my dog though, man. Look, man, if you ain't equal to above C level right now, you ain't got nothing to say, man.
Hey, I can't help it, man. He ain't about to be talking crazy to me, man. Fuck out of here.
Send me a trade. I'm Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, they burning a hole in my team right now.
Hey,
so I'll take Patrick Mahomes off your hands.
Send me a trade, man.
I'm going to send you a trade, Juju. I'm going to send you a trade.
Also, sure. Devontae Adams is up for grabs if anybody want him.
Bro, you said that.
Bro,
I'm down for all
these players. It can happen, baby.
Yeah, all my niggas is, you know what I'm saying, on the trading block. Anybody, there's no.
Jay, I'm going to keep it a bean with you, bro. I looked at your team.
It's bad.
I'm straight,
here
bro.
We go. It's here bad. We go. Actually,
nobody on my team.
Actually,
I don't know how this happened, but I don't have nobody on my team.
Actually,
too,
so,
no dogs.
Hold on. The commissioner's not on right now, but here's a trade that's been offered. Mike, who's this? Let me see. Cortland Sutton, Mike Evans, and Chuba Hubbard. Chuba Hubbard?
Oh, hell no. Nah. That's disrespect. Whoever sent you that, disrespecting you.
For Devontae Adams and Michael Thomas.
No. Boy, hell no. Nah.
I mean, hey, listen, bro. Come on, froze. Yeah, you are froze, but no disrespect, bro. That trade excites you, my G, by all means. I know. Nah, don't nobody send me an offer that was, like that.
That was Palm Tree P trying to get over on me.
No, pout your ass, Palm Tree. Hey, you talking about? Hey, if you ever put Chuba Hubbard in anything, when you're involving the words trade or anything, that's disrespectful. You may as well call me the N-word.
Hey, we never talked about the Steve Smith and Jerry Jeudy shit. Did y'all see that?
Oh, my God. Charles Steve Smith, man. He funny, man. And they called him a jag. Just a guy. I like that term. Just a guy.
Because the way
if he doesn't have a podcast, he needs one.
The way that
he plugged that motherfucker.
He talks shit about niggas. The way he like, you know how they say certain people curse you out without cursing? Like, that nigga will curse you out without cursing. Say some shit that hurt.
That nigga said ninja.
My previous email.
That nigga said ninja on air. He said ninja. He said ninja. Hey, I do not mess with you. I was like, did he
that
just say that?
Hell, bro. He need to calm down a little bit though. Like, we can't be doing that shit, bro. Like, just because you played in the league, bro, you can't be manhandling these players and talking about them like that. Don't spit no smoke later on. Now, if you spit smoke later on, then salute. Keep talking about them. But remember, these boys, they all they do is train in football. They know how to football only. So they come football in your goddamn parking lot, bro. Don't be mad at them.
I mean, with all due respect, I definitely agree with you. I'm willing to say that Steve Smith's probably okay if the smoke comes his way. I'm not saying he out here just boom-popping everybody, but he doesn't strike me as the individual that brings the smoke someone's way and then shrinks up when the smoke gets thrown back. Like, I feel like he's like, I'm with the shits. Like, you know what I'm saying?
What's up? Sure.
And that's why his response was so funny on air, because you could tell like he really wanted to get out of character. Then it was like, I'm at work right now. Niggas trying to fuck with me while I'm on the job. Yeah. You could tell that nigga was like, nigga, if this was anywhere else, nigga, we would be moving some furniture.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, shout out to them. For me, for Jason Madison, for Big Jer, for Juju, this has been an episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Catch y'all next time.